Hello and welcome to the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm here with...
Dead Cookies.
Uxter.
And returning... Friend.
Who, me?
Friend.
Who? Mattman.
Alright, and unfortunately we've got some sad-ish news. Mattman will no longer be coming back as a guest star after today's episode. But that's only because we've got some better news, which is that he's actually going to become the fourth host of... Virtual Leftovers.
Yeah, y'all had your chance to get rid of me. You didn't take it, so.
Just spoke up, fuckers.
I mean, we're just thinking he's a lot smarter than us.
I got them fooled, right?
All right. Well, now that we've got introductions in and we've confirmed that Mattman will be a co-host, I also want to point out that here soon we'll hopefully have microphones set up so we'll be heard clearer. Not that we're not heard somewhat clear on the phone, but it'll be nicer with an actual microphone.
Crazy talk.
Yes, you can hear.
Anyways, before we start, I want to talk about something that's been happening on the YouTube as of late. And that's this whole drama with the Momo. Have you guys heard about that?
Oh, yeah, the Momo.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about that. It's a complete bullshit.
You know that
the epidemic got started because of social media and mainstream media. That, in fact, there was a thing called the Momo Challenge, but that was literally just
a while ago,
like almost 2 years ago.
What
now?
I thought it was longer than that.
Something like, no, it wasn't that long ago, but still. Anyways, and it was a stupid thing on WhatsApp, not even on YouTube, but on WhatsApp, where you would text the number and then Momo would reply, and it'd be some creepy shit going on. But even so, 95% of the time, at no point did it try and force anyone to harm themselves or anyone else. And now, mainstream media caught word of some rumor that Momo is popping in on children's YouTube videos and telling kids that are watching to self-harm, or they're gonna or kill their parents or something like that. It's so dumb. And here's the thing, is it's not fucking happening. It's not. And every time you hear somebody talk about, I heard about this one kid. No. Unless you have actually dealt with it personally, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're fucking talking about, and you're causing drama where there isn't any. And as somebody who wants to do YouTube in the future, this is ruining any chance of any new YouTubers really getting anywhere on the platform. You're causing more issues than you're solving by bringing attention to shit that isn't actually happening. In fact... Now that it is, there are confirmed cases of it happening, but they haven't popped up until after mainstream media started covering it. You guys are causing the epidemic. So shut the fuck up when there's no actual thing happening. Otherwise, it will start to happen. All right, I just had to get that off my chest because that was irritating me all week.
And there goes the rest of our review.
That's fine. I don't give a damn with that. If they're stupid enough to fucking
But how are they going to have their drama?
I don't know because they're morons. They'll figure something out.
How are they going to watch the world burn?
That's when you add M&M's and Skittles to the same dish.
So to stick into the controversy part of today's podcast... We'll talk about the Disney rumor of
Sounds
it.
Sounds controversial there.
The unfounded Disney rumor of it shutting down Marvel Comics. That's not going to happen.
Losers.
So first of all, even with... So I can't even pronounce that right now.
Quesada.
Has already come out and directly addressed the rumor on Twitter, calling it the dumbest comics conspiracy of the week.
The dumbest comics conspiracy of, like, the century.
Yeah.
And then,
everybody knows Marvel's out to rule the world. Duh.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that's Disney. Why do you think Disney bought Marvel?
And then comicbook.com had done a little bit of their own research to double-check on things, and they also debunked this scenario, citing information from their sources that said some are still treating this baseless gossip as real news. And it's frustrating upon learning how the whole thing started. People are wondering if Marvel Comics is going to bring it up on their own thing or not, but probably not. Because it's just dumb. And
they're making way too much money on it anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, the printing side of it, I could kind of understand, because it has gone drastically downhill.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But it's still Marvel Comics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're still raking in money, so...
They can, you know, start selling them digitally per, you know... Well,
they already do sell them digitally.
They do. They sell most of their comics digitally now, but... They still have print copies for those people that want that old-fashioned feeling.
Mm-hmm. As now, Stan Lee is quoted as saying, with regards to digital comics versus paper comics, says, just like boobs. Sure, they look great on a screen, but I'd like to hold one in my hand.
Yes, and that, yes, is an official Stan Lee quote, so... but, you know, I do have somewhat of a suggestion for if this has any kind of grounding whatsoever. And that's not... Don't completely shut down Marvel Comics printing. But limit it more.
Yeah.
Like, have kind of special edition comic books where
you print those out. Well, quit doing so many freaking variant covers.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like it would earn more money if you kind of made it more of a rarity and kind of like a limited edition kind of thing where you'll get most of your comics online, but then occasionally you'll get an actual printed out version of a comic, and that's going to be for some special thing. And I think that would bring in money and not have to print so much.
Yes.
They should, like...
Stop writing for the trade.
Yeah.
You know, make more issues, more standalone.
Maybe we need to put
or make
more...
shorter, like, two- or three-part stories if you need to make... You still have to write a story that's going to take more than one issue to tell. You know, quit spreading stuff out over 6 to 12 issues so you can get, you know, 1 to 2 trade paperbacks later, because...
Definitely.
You know,
maybe we should just... Maybe they should just even keep pushing for more movies. More comics to movies.
You know, and even digitally, I've gone from buying both, you know, the individual books when they come out instead of waiting for my rentals to be available.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and then getting the collected edition later. I've just gone to just waiting until the collected edition comes out and buys it.
Right.
Instead of buying individual issues and then buying the collected edition. Because especially digitally, it's a lot easier to read multi-part stories in one format.
Yeah.
But you choose
why I don't, you know, don't like the whole have to get, you know, well, we got to, you know, write, you know, this story for this long so we can put it all this in a thing. It's like, really? You know, and then when you have publishing, you know, some kind of delay getting the book to the shelves, you know, physically or digitally, you know, after a while, because recently Dynamite Comics did a John Wick 5-issue prequel miniseries.
Oh, really?
Prequel to the very first one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the first issue came out sometime last year. I don't remember exactly when, but the last issue finally came out just before the end of February.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Yeah, by the time I think the second or third issue had rolled around, I'm like, you know what? I'm just not even going to read this because I'll have to go back and reread the first two issues because I don't remember what the hell happened in those. So I'm not going to know what the hell's going on in this one. So I was like, you know what? I'll just wait until all the books are done.
There you go.
And then read them.
Might as well.
Yes. Uh-huh. You know, and unfortunately, you know, that's a more common experience I've noticed with Dynamite than most other publishers. But IDW Publishing, they have run into that issue with... a lot of their books, especially the Transformers books that they had put out.
Right.
Speaking of which, first issue of the New Continuity, written by Brian Ruckley. He's a sci-fi-ish fantasy, he's a Scottish fantasy writer. He's got 5 published books. His name, one of them's the Godless World Trilogy. And then couple other ones. I haven't read them all, but members of other message boards that I go to that have heard of him are just stoked about him writing this new one. And it's, you know, takes place well before the war. Cybertron is part of the galactic community. There's, you know, all kinds of different alien species, not just, you know, the Transformers themselves, but, you know, aliens from other planets and stuff coming through there. Like a commerce hub kind of thing. And
like a UN type of place?
Well, I don't know if that's kind of what it's set up as, necessarily a UN kind of thing, but more like
a,
you know, the
stop
with the mall, the what's the the U.S. big U.S. mall of the USA or something like that. That's in the Midwest. The that giant fucking mall.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. It's just not
U.S. Mall of America.
Mall of Mall of America.
Yeah. Oh, so
yeah.
It's
so it's space, but it's like the Mall of Space. Yes. But anyway, it's starting out. It's following. I guess from what I understand, it's following this new bot that's just come online. Bumblebee and the fan created fan poll winner character Windblade are showing this new bot around, and they encounter the first murder in Cybertronian history, recorded Cybertronian history.
Whoa.
And it's like, interesting. And we just found out just a couple of days ago that there's a new character that's supposedly is going to be, if it was a human character, would fall in the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hopefully that's handled a lot better than previous attempts at Cybertronian equivalent of other disabilities has been handled before.
Speaking of murder,
oh no,
it's starting to look like Marvel's Captain America might be kind of murdered in the box office.
You mean Captain Marvel?
What did I say?
America.
I'm sorry.
Oh no.
That's the same thing a British newspaper did when she appeared on a show over there. It's like, Captain America. No.
I think it's just like the first thing that pops into my head whenever I hear Captain and Marvel, Captain America. So just like, no, that's right. Anyway, so it looks like Captain Marvel in the box office might be getting murdered based on some backlash from a couple of statements Brie Larson, the actress, has made in some interviews.
Oh, no. Interviews. That's never came back to haunt a actor or actress.
So one of the things is, I can't remember what Brie Larson's role was for the, what's the movie called?
I don't know.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh.
She had something to do with A Wrinkle in Time or something, and apparently there was some, what? Oh. Anyway, so apparently,
Reese's, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so apparently there was some kind of, guys!
Sorry, we're reading other stuff.
There's an ad in the corner of the page, and they keep interrupting me.
You wanted to talk?
Yeah. Anyways.
This is
so
important. That kid's gonna get slapped.
He just might.
Ow!
So, apparently Brie Larson had something to do with The Wrinkle in Time. I can't remember exactly what. And it got some bad reviews.
Let's see. Where is it? Oh, a little bit. Yeah. Apparently, while promoting the film, she's been saying that she wants less white men at press events covering the film, as well as less white men to review the film, which apparently is similar to what happened with the all-female reboot of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. For The Wrinkle in Time, it was like there was something about some bad review that they got, and Brie Larson came out and was like, this movie isn't for some 40-year-old white dude. It's for African-American women. And, like, yeah, okay, I get that. But at the same time, I don't get why the Captain Marvel movie is going to get backlash from that. It's an actress. They're going to say things, but that doesn't affect how the movie is going to be.
Yeah, it's not going to go, it's going to make money.
It's definitely going to make money. One, because there's
she hot. Two, in the outfits they got her in.
Whoa,
she hot.
Okay,
you can't say that. You gotta say she's
this is the internet. Shit's gonna hit the fan if you say shit like that. Anyways,
warm temperature.
Shit's gonna hit the fan. Anyways, but the main thing is it's a Marvel movie, and it's one of the most anticipated Marvel movies in recent years.
Right.
Right now, only second to Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that movie's gonna suck.
What?
It's gonna be 3-hour long crap fest.
Nope.
Jeez, I knew
just
it.
Getting shit on for 3 hours.
But anyways, I
should stand in line for 2 hours for that shit.
Stand in line for 2 hours to see a 3-hour pile of shit.
Yeah.
But I, like,
when are they going to start speaking German? Isn't this a Scheisse movie?
Anyways, I do see why a lot of people dislike the actress and all that, but the actress shouldn't matter. This is about a character. Also, there's another thing. It's like one of the other things of backlash is that, oh, they made Captain Marvel female to appease the feminists. No, Captain Marvel's been female for a while now. It's been a while since Captain Marvel's been a guy, so get off your little high horse. It had nothing to do with that. Or it did, but we're over it by now. The point is, watch the movie because it's going to be a Marvel movie. Who cares about who's playing the character as long as they're doing it right? That should be all that matters. And that's about all I want to say about Brie Larson. Anybody else want to say anything about it?
Well, you know, I think with her hating ways.
For hating ways?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, she's also said in interviews that it's not that she hates men. She doesn't hate men. It's just she got heated in that one interview or whatever because I don't know exactly what. I can't remember what she said it was. But she doesn't have an issue with men. She just, when it was a movie that had nothing to do with men.
I just looked up as of a few hours ago. So far, Captain Marvel has already broke the Batman vs. Superman opening.
Okay, well, that wasn't really
box office record already. I mean, only preview night tonight. Tomorrow night's the official release.
So,
damn.
Yeah, that's already.
Ooh.
Yep.
Take that, DC.
So yeah, no, that's already not.
Well, even I mean, Marvel has always showed it's better. Than DC.
So to move on from the kind of depressing, controversial things on Marvel, let's talk about some odd little plan that Marvel might be having,
That was opening number of opening theaters.
Oh, gotcha. Mm.
Not money yet.
Oh.
Copy.
Either way, it's definitely still going to make bank.
I carved it.
So we're... Another one we want to bring up is Marvel Studios planning Silver Surfer Origins movie.
Very excited for this one.
So there's not really any concrete thing going on yet with the Silver Surfer origin movie thing. But I do hope they will do it. Because one, that'll be a good little lead way into Fantastic Four. Anyways, it'll be a nice little leeway into the Fantastic Four. Guys, quit pointing at the screen. You're distracting me.
Sorry. There's just stuff I have to point at.
Anyways.
There's a side deck on screen.
So anyways, it would be nice to see them bring in a character synonymous with, you know, characters like the Fantastic Four and, like, the Avengers. It would be nice to see kind of that connection. Now, does that mean they're probably going to do it? I doubt it.
We're just because hoping.
If there was going to be any point in time to bring in the Silver Surfer, it would have been before Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess they can't really do that yet because they haven't officially closed the deal on the Fox merger. Which, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
never mind. That's something that I just kind of needed to rebuke. That's not the right word. Rebuttal. I needed to make a rebuttal on, because I said before that the Disney-Fox merger was closed, but it's not yet. It's almost closed.
We're just steps away.
But yeah, that's kind of one of the small rumors that are going on right now with the Silver Surfer thing happening. That's just a little bit of a light note to step into the happier side of Marvel. Another one to talk about is Emma Watson being one of the forerunners for one of the female leads of the Black Widow movie, which I'm going to guess is probably she's going to end up being like a younger version of Black Widow.
Really?
I'm going to guess. I'm not entirely sure yet. She might actually be...
Or she could be one of the students in that
Well, no. Academy. Well, because if she's going to be a lead, then it'd have to be somebody that we would actually know.
Mm. So well, I don't know much about the Black Widow storyline. Yeah, I don't either. So does she like have a sidekick or something?
No. Well, know. there's another Black Widow.
But they did have an academy full of these
the girls.
Talented girls. Yeah,
I didn't spell that right. But
she kind of looks like a Russian, doesn't she?
Anyway, as a quick aside, out of the MCU movies, just the MCU, the lowest grossing one was The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, okay. Really? Mm-hmm.
All right, so wow. The other
$134,806,913.
Damn.
Number one was the Black Panther.
Oh.
Beating Infinity War.
Because that's the movie they got everybody to go to.
Black Panther grossed $700,059,566.
Nice.
And Infinity War got $678,815,482.
Ooh.
However,
that's always a good one.
Out of the top four movies, Black Panther's number one, followed by Infinity War, the first Avengers, and then Age of Ultron.
And Endgame's going to blow all of them out of the water, though, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is so fucking...
That's the movie that's going
to
end.
Anyways, so to go on, I personally believe that this might be who they're going to go for with Emma Watson. I feel like they might go for the Yelena Belova.
Okay. Might have them fight off.
Yeah, because they've definitely been enemies.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, have it be another girl from the academy.
Yeah.
They meet up on, like, one... Like, by accident, and, like... Oh no! Fight it out.
Mm-hmm. But again, there's not really much to
go
that
on
yet right. Because again, this is only a rumored thing. There isn't anything.
I guess I can dye her
in place.
Really blonde.
Well, they could.
They always can do that stuff.
All right, but
they don't have to make her blonde anyways. Really,
they don't, check
they don't have to. Yeah.
Another rumor that's happening with the MCU.
With Winter Soldier, Bucky. You know, he didn't have, you know... First of all, Bucky originally was a kid.
Yeah.
Originally, Bucky and Steve were kind of switched places on the whole thing, whereas, like, they met after he had become the Super Soldier.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, Bucky was more like
the Bucky was that he was really Steve Rogers.
And also, Bucky
and
was...
became a sidekick.
And he's like Batman's Robin.
That whole scene.
And it was trying to stop the Red Skull's missile that he launched to America that caused Cap to go into suspended animation where Bucky lost his arm and fell into the ocean. Was discovered by a Russian sub.
Yep.
And then they, cybernetically grafted the arm and brainwashed him and kept him in cold storage whenever they needed to. Until the next time they need to send him on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the MCU takes creative liberties on the characters all the time. That's also a good thing.
No, freight train.
It's also, like, the MCU isn't the comic books either, so...
Yeah.
A lot of people get pissed off when there's...
different stuff with it.
A lot of people get pissed off when there's small changes, which is not the same thing as them whitewashing or color-washing characters, by the way.
Lane.
Those are big changes.
Lane.
I know, we said we're not getting in this. I know,
Move on.
Anyways.
X-Men reboot.
So, anyways,
talk now.
Another big rumor, or not even rumor, it's pretty much been confirmed that Marvel Cinematic Universe will be rebooting all the X-Men except for Deadpool.
I am okay with that. Ryan Reynolds
Deadpool.
Yeah, there's definitely some X-Men that need to get rebooted again.
Definitely like Teen Pop band look feel.
Yeah. See, here's the thing: is like the original
they can actually get away with and actually have them in their freaking actual costumes.
Right.
Okay, but I kind of disagree.
Instead of the whole black leather.
See, but I kind of disagree because I feel like in the movieverse,
Waiting.
I'm saying that in the movieverse, it's different than comics. Like, in the comic books, those costumes, like, they popped. They stuck out. But in the MCU, it just kind of be, like, tacky looking almost. Because there's reasons why they didn't give Hawkeye his comic book costume. There's reasons why...
Okay. Yes, but X-Men has
their costume ours, depending on which costume.
Well, okay, so depending on which costume you go with, but most of the time, whenever people want to see
all
a
costume, of them have had several different costumes.
Speaking of all of them having several different costumes, thankfully he's here. I want to point something out. Cyclops.
Ty Sheridan. Oh, when he was part of the Phoenix Force?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm pointing out. That's Nightwing's costume.
That is definitely Nightwing.
You can't even argue that Marvel didn't see that costume. It was like, you know what? We can do that
we
better.
We can make it better.
And yet, you know, ironically, Nightwing's costume was originally, blue.
Well, yeah, it was originally blue, but they changed it to red.
Well, technically, that's supposed to be Damian Wayne.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's supposed to be Damian Wayne after he kills Dick.
And here's the thing. I'm sidetracking now, but because I just saw an image pop up, but it's the Robin from Batman Robin with George Clooney.
With the nipples.
Yeah.
Chris O'Donnell as Robin.
Who played, if I remember correctly, he wasn't Dick Grayson. Was he Dick Grayson? Yeah.
He was Dick.
All right. Mm-hmm. I thought he was Tim Drake. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess then, again, though, that's still...
yeah, he was Dick. Robin. Why they called him Tim, I don't know. But my bad.
All right. Anyways.
Off DC.
Going back to the Marvel stuff, I do think that MCU could cast really well. I will give the original X-Men this much. Their Charles Xavier and their Wolverine.
Excellent.
Spot on.
Well, I'm glad they finished it off.
Yeah, I'm glad they finished off their story before deciding to go.
Nightcrawler was good.
Which had it. The first Nightcrawler, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because not after this shit started.
Not after that.
Not that Nightcrawler.
Not after their Photoshop.
Frasier's Beast wasn't that bad either.
Oh, no.
Wasn't the best version of Beast that they could have done, but I do think at the time, phenomenal job.
Yeah. He actually showed his more intelligent side. That kid that they had as Beast in...
Is just never what the Beast looked like, so I don't know why they did that.
But they didn't even.
It looked ridiculous. No.
Well, some of him.
He did secondary mutate into a more cat-like
appearance.
But,
I was talking about before him, where he was just the guy just costumed with the before all the fur.
Yeah, you know, he had the big hands and the big feet,
the monkey feet, all that.
Yeah.
There was that, but it still...
He's always been on himself,
and that's how he became...
Always been a bulkier guy.
He's always been like...
So I never understood why they casted Nicholas Holt as the Beast.
Scrawny.
Yeah.
Skinny dude.
Well, he didn't even buff out after the Beast.
Yeah, after,
He just grew hair.
Pharmaceutical cocktail.
All right,
I feel like Marvel could really cast them really well.
What's your choices for some?
We've talked about a couple of these before, like Charles Xavier. I'd like to see them go for a more.
I don't think we discussed the Charles.
Yeah, we did. This isn't the one. What's his name?
I don't know.
No, that's not him.
That's definitely not.
Which one of them?
No, that one. The guy with the glasses, second row.
It's Mark Strong.
That
that's
guy right there by the clock.
Yep.
No, we're ignoring that. Here it is. Mark Strong. This is who I'd like to see.
I feel like
he could play the role very well.
I see he can.
He's definitely got the look.
He does.
Well, hopefully he can redeem himself from playing Sinestro in the Green Lantern movie.
I hope so.
Was Mark Young?
It could be
Strong? Really?
Yeah. He was Sinestro.
Could be another.
And he was also in John Carter. And then he was in the two. In the two Kingsman movies.
Oh.
See, the problem here with this is, like,
You can't even tell.
That doesn't look like the same person whatsoever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
See, you know.
Mark Strong is one of the first people that I would think of for Charles Xavier. Oh, yeah. And we've brought this up several times. Scott Eastwood.
For Wolverine.
Or Christian Kane. Very, very much pushing for Christian Kane, by the way. I would much rather see him pop up in a movie because he's a phenomenal actor and deserves that kind of role, but they're probably not going to cast him, so if they for a choice that's more realistic for casting, Scott Eastwood would be my pick.
Indeed.
Now, I do kind of have more issues delving into the other characters.
Hopefully, though, this time they'll get, if they want somebody to be, you know, buff to play Wolverine, that he will start out buff. Mm-hmm. So that way he will stay the same shape, even if they do like flashback stories. Because if you notice, Wolverine has gotten buffer.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And buffer. Origins movie, he was even buffer than he was in his first appearance in the first X-Men movie.
Look at Iron Man.
Yeah,
he's that slowly.
There's actually a reason.
That suit was but there's gray.
But after that, I have more issues with casting the X-Men. Because you have to find very certain actors to play them. And
it also may depend on, you know, where at in their lives, I guess, they would want to start out with the X-Men, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would start them out, like, in the original, you know, like, back in the 60s. Or, you know, as, you know
yes,
they,
that one.
When they're still kids, or when they're, you know, or when they're more adults, or what, you know?
Yes.
I wouldn't be against this. I'm just saying.
Okay.
We're looking at images online right now, and one of them is of Jensen Ackles. Someone made a fan, a concept art fan made with him as Cyclops. I wouldn't be against it. And here's the thing, it's like, he's already been, like, in the run, in the leading for several Marvel characters. He was in the run for Captain America. He was in the run for Hawkeye. Both times he turned around the role because he was wanting to keep doing Supernatural, which I get.
Oh, fun fact, Jared Padalecki, you know, Sam,
mm-hmm.
was originally offered the role of Duke in the G.I. Joe movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that.
Cool.
Instead of eye candy, Channing Tatum.
I feel like he could have done that.
Because you know the military, they have to look sexy.
If we're talking about X-Men and Channing Tatum.
Oh. All right, well, to move on from...
If they're going
to
keep them, you know, when they're younger, you know, when they're still, you know, late teens, early 20s, I think they should go ahead and keep with some of the characters from the First Class trilogy.
Hmm.
You know, because I think Ty Sheridan was, you know, fairly okay as Cyclops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of liked...
I don't know how to spell it. There we go.
Gotcha. Sophie Turner as Jean Grey.
If they go for a younger...
Yeah, like I said, if they're going to go for the younger characters.
Well,
you know,
if they're going to fill it up, like...
Given it's the MCU, though, I'm going to guess that they're not going to go for the younger ones.
Probably just going to...
Maybe.
Although the younger ones would make more sense with them being introduced.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
You know, because, you know, it'd be kind of difficult to, you know... I mean, granted, I'm sure they could probably find a way to pull it off, but it might be kind of difficult for them to explain, you know, all these, you know, 30-year-old men's and women's running around with all the, you know, mutant powers and stuff.
Yeah.
When yet mutants don't yet exist
we
in the MCU.
Really seen it.
Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver were, you know, genetic experiments by Baron.
Rather than Strucker. Magneto's children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how.
And fun fact there, the actors that play Quicksilver in Fox's X-Men movies and. In Avengers Age of Ultron.
They played in the
They were
movie.
Both in Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass.
In fact, the one that in Avengers was Kick-Ass himself, whereas the one for the X-Men movies was one of his buddies.
Yep.
Yeah.
As a kind of broken segue, since we were talking about Channing Tatum a moment ago, and the X-Men, recently, there was a statement by Channing Tatum saying that he'd be willing to direct the movie himself if he has to in order to make it happen. Which, I will say this much, as much as I don't really see him being Gambit, the fact that he's pushing so hard to make this movie happen, which this has been something that they've been trying to make happen for a few years now. Like, it's been kind of stuck in movie purgatory for a while.
Not as long as Deadpool.
No, not quite, but I mean, it's getting there. It's been quite a few years, and you know, Channing Tatum's been pushing hard to make this happen. So, given the passion behind it, where he's really wanting to make this happen. I'm willing to give it a shot if they make it happen. Because, like, Deadpool...
Your brand of wacky tobacco there, sir.
Oh.
Like you were saying, with Deadpool, it's like, Ryan Reynolds was gunning for that movie to happen, and it was the best adaptation of the character we could ever get.
It was
so beautiful. I feel like... And to me, like, the way Channing Tatum is approaching the whole Gambit movie prospect, it feels like he has that same kind of, you know, push for it, and the drive. And I feel like that's what you need to play a character right.
And you know, to like Ryan Reynolds, you know, them push him wanting to be Deadpool that fucking
day. Oh, yeah.
They should just be like, all
right. Right.
I'll give it a shot.
Like,
as long as he can pull off a Cajun accent.
Yeah, yeah. That was where, okay, I was talking to them earlier about this, and I was like, the New Orleans accent, I can't remember what the word actually is. Cajun, thank you.
Cajun. You mean Nollins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Sorry.
So we're not really sure what's going to happen just yet, especially with the whole Disney-Fox merger, so we'll just kind of have to guess for now.
I'm telling you, if they do that actual Gambit mask for him, perfect. He would look like a perfect... Freaking Remy LeBeau. He really
would. So this was one of the first...
I mean, he is, you know, built like Gambit.
Yeah.
Muscular. It's just, I just...
Lengthy and muscular.
Trying to find the image. There was an image that was released a while... This is one of the first images released.
Oh, yeah. Most certainly.
And like I said, like, he's got a drive to play this character, so... I'm not against it. I'd like to see it happen.
He's just show up at some comic book conventions with a freaking specifically tailored suit. Just
oh yeah, for definitely. Gambit. So like, you know, and here's the thing: it's like, I'm not even
just with Tyrell Gambit.
Yeah,
I'm not even really a fan of Channing Tatum, but again, with how much he's pushing to make this movie happen, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Oh yeah.
But again, like, again, there's not really a whole lot in the story yet, because all there's really been any news on it is that he said he will direct it himself if he has to, but he wants it to happen.
Well, if he would actually let his hair grow out like this, he's got that type of hair that would actually sit over like this.
He already has.
Know? Well, they'd probably just do a wig anyways.
Like, yeah,
that's what they did with Thor.
It'd be so Chris much Hemsworth. More authentic if he actually...
Well, he's already kind of doing it.
There you
go. But, anyways...
Giving more of a wig, give it more of that actual.
Well, like Hugh Jackman, by the time they finished shooting the first X-Men, by the time it was finally done, that was actually his real mutton chops.
Yeah.
You know, but the first they had to give him, you know, the fake chops, and then just had to shorten it down as the filming progressed because he kept growing it out. So.
See, like. The other reason why I think he should have his actual natural hair is due to stunts. You know, he'd be able to do more spectacular stunts where they won't have to stop filming because they got to put a fucking wig back on. You know.
Yeah, but at the same time, with the stuntmen, they'd either have to make them grow their hair out, and you know, have to make it the same color versus if they used wigs.
Yeah.
They could guarantee the wigs were the same color and same style and everything.
I'm Channing Tatum's hair color. You really wouldn't actually have to change it.
Quick turn here. Speaking of wigs falling off a stuntman, there was an episode of Star Trek Next Generation. I think it's the episode Tapestry, where Picard is dying, because his artificial heart was damaged in an explosion on a planet.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, in the afterlife and meets Q. And, you know, it's like, you can't be in charge of the afterlife. The universe cannot be so badly designed. Anyway, they, you know, does a flashback, you know, just a kind of a white background with a couple of aliens, Nausicaans.
Yeah.
Replaying, you know, kind of reliving the moment when Picard's real heart was damaged and had to have the artificial one put in. And in the fighting, one of the Nausicaan guys, you know, guys playing the Nausicaan, gets flipped over and is rolling off screen. His wig falls off and lands on the floor as he's rolling off screen. And you can still see the wig on the bottom of the shot.
Oh, no.
I never noticed that until I'd read the Nitpicker's Guide to the Next Generation.
All right, we've given a good 40 minutes to Marvel now. Time to go give a little bit of love to DC.
Give our last 20 minutes.
One of the things I want to mention is that the Arrow, the start of the Arrowverse, is coming to its final season. Season 8 will be its final season. And me personally, being a huge fan of the series, I am sad to watch it go. I'm going to have to find a new show. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I mean, I've been...
Well, there are going to be those four or five, you know, animated Marvel shows coming on Hulu.
That's true.
That is true.
But no, one DC game, four or five Marvel. Sounds like a fair trade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, Stephen Amell, as soon as it... Because here's the thing, it's like...
talking about DC, not Marvel.
So here's the thing. Most of the actors that were that are playing on Arrow didn't even know that it was going to be canceled. Because it was canceled. They were given a final 8 episodes, and that was it. So, like, a lot of them were kind of just like, what? But anyway, Stephen Amell came out and said, playing Oliver Queen has been the greatest professional experience of my life. But you can't be vigilante forever. There's so much to say. For now, I just want to say thank you. And like, there's other people who've been coming out and kind of mentioning certain things. And it's just,
yeah.
Sorry, cat and dog are fighting now. Well, more or less, cat is fighting and dog's just kind of sitting there. But, you know, kitty. I just wanted to bring up the Arrow. That Arrow is ending.
All right.
The Arrow is ending, and, you know, give a little bit of love to DC on that. To move on from Arrow, there's some really good news in the DC universe, and that is Matt Ryan will maybe coming back to getting his own series with Constantine. And that rumor stems from...
I can't wait to get that final second season.
The thing, it won't be, but it won't be a second season. It'll be a reboot.
One. Ooh.
Because it won't be from the CW. It's going to be with Warner Brothers.
I can't
it
wait.
It would be on the CW, not the, let's see, not on, because it was originally on NBC.
Have we heard anything else about the Gargoyles movie? Anybody?
No, I haven't been looking. I haven't found any.
Oh, damn.
But no, and so here's what I got to say is, like, as someone who's watched the Keanu Reeves Constantine movie, and done.
Oh, okay. This is a recent article.
Yep. Yeah, it was a very recent statement. But as someone who has watched the Keanu Reeves Constantine movie and done some research into the character and then watched the Constantine TV series with Matt Ryan, this man is phenomenal at the character. One, Constantine is a blonde British bloke, as a lot of people call him. And...
so he can do the accent.
Yeah. And Matt Ryan is British, so he does the accent just fine. And
he's Welsh, but close enough.
And okay, well, yeah.
And he plays basically all animated.
He already plays most versions of the character.
Yeah.
Another thing is, like, if you go and see him in the role, he is Constantine. Like, he is the spinning image of the comic books. And he was, like Keanu Reeves, no.
No.
Yeah, that was...
it was the most disappointing I've ever been in a movie.
I mean, there was, you know, some good parts to the movie, but...
yeah, well, there was also some good parts to Catwoman, and that was a little horrible.
I've never seen that, and I have no desire to see that, because do not like to waste my time so frivolously.
What? You don't want to see how
I... But anyways.
I don't want to spend an hour and a half, or however long that movie is, contemplating suicide.
Yeah, I think you have better time than that.
I do believe that this is...
I've got better things to do, like masturbating with a handful of cockleburrs.
I mean, I would have said sandpaper, but yeah...
Anyways,
some people would be more enjoyable.
I personally would love to see this happen. I think it's a fantastic choice.
And clean up with some lemon juice.
All right. Again, though, I think this would be a fantastic thing, though.
I am excited.
If you look at him, he is literally a spinning image of the comic book character. So I think you could... And he plays the character phenomenally in the shows that he's already in.
If I remember correctly... when they created Constantine in the comics, he was, I think, modeled on Sting at the time.
I don't think Sting. I think it was, what's his name? I think it was David Bowie. All right, don't give me the...
Sting.
Sting of the... Model right. after Sting of
Sting
the
of
Police.
Sting of the Police. All right, so you're right. You're right. All right, I'll give you that.
I'm trying to think, and there was another... I know that somebody else was modeled after Billy Idol, but I cannot for the life of me think of what character it was.
I'm not sure. But anyways, I think that John Constantine... Oh, you're probably thinking of Lucifer in the comics.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mornings. Come on. It's not really popping up, but I'm pretty sure that's...
Maybe not, like, the TV show. Morning, Star Lucifer.
Okay, this isn't popping up with the actual... There. Or maybe he was the one based on David Bowie.
Yeah, it looks like David Bowie.
I don't know. Anyways, to move on from all that, I do think Matt Ryan would be a great... It would be nice to see him continue on. In other DC news, one of the big pushed rumors of the recent Green Lantern rumors is that Zac Efron might be in the lead to play Kyle Rayner.
Green Lantern.
Personally, like, I believe that Zac Efron is not a horrible actor. I think he had some bad run-ins with Disney. But what actor in these days hasn't?
Like three bad run-ins with Disney?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you, if you have like four Disney movies, and you're done.
So far, like I've seen... We've seen a couple of the fan arts and such, and I think it could work.
I think
he could pull it off.
It would be a good movie. And how they're doing a lot of... Like Aquaman, Wonder Woman...
Yep, you're right. David Bowie was Lucifer's inspiration.
Shazam's coming up next. I think we're gonna have maybe a Green Lantern movie.
Nice.
I do want to point out that the DCEU is finally starting to do what everyone suggested, and it's not focus on the team ups, not try and compete with Marvel, just do your own thing.
Yeah.
Now there was a point that Mattman brought up before the podcast started, and that was Nathan Fillion as Hal Jordan. Now, as an older, more grizzled Hal Jordan, I can see it.
Maybe passing off the ring?
Well, except it doesn't necessarily have to be handing it off, either. Because Hal, Guy Gardner, John Stewart, and Kyle Rayner...
They're all humans.
They're all four still active in the Corps.
Okay.
In fact, in the comic... Well, I don't know if they've changed it now, because they've done a little bit of rebooting to the comics, but... In fact, they've added two more Earthling... Green Lanterns. One of them was a Muslim.
Oh. Yeah. They've got a few.
And his name is totally just... Simon Baz. That was the character's name. And then a girl... Jessica or Jennifer. I forget what her name was.
This chick.
Jessica Cruz.
Okay.
So there's five potential Earth-based mm-hmm. Green Lanterns they could go with.
Okay.
And last I knew, I haven't checked out the reboot thing that they've done with the Green Lantern.
It looks like they have put a lot of work into it.
But Hal Jordan was the leader of the Green Lantern Corps for a while. Mm-hmm. And then John Stewart, I think, took over, and then I think Hal got it back.
Yeah. Because I knew John had it for a while. Oh.
Getting fucked up. Anyways, to keep on with the DC things and John Stewart.
That's my favorite Nathan Fillion role.
Anyways, so one of the big casting.
No?
I don't know what that's from.
Neither do I. Oh. One of the big casting rumors or fan castings that have been out there is Idris Elba as John Stewart. And I am all down for that. Except, apparently, there has been a rumor that he is going to take over as Deadshot in. Because Will Smith dropped out of the character for Suicide Squad 2.
So they're still going to keep Deadshot, Floyd Lawton, black.
I guess, yeah. And we've talked about this in other podcasts, and I've been told not to bring it up again. But anyways.
Fun fact, did you know Nathan Fillion was in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
The first one, yes. And he was actually supposed to appear as kind of a prop in the second one where he was going to show posters of, what's his name?
Wonder Man.
Yes, Wonder Man, but he's actually got a name. What? No.
Wonder Man.
Would that make him Wonder Boy when he was younger?
No. Simon Williams. Nathan Fillion was going to show up in... some posters on a movie theater in MCU. All right, these are very poor. Here's one of the posters that would have popped up. Anyways, he basically would have been one of the things is he'd pop up on a bunch of posters as an actor playing Tony Stark. And a few other posters and such as that. Now, here's the thing. I think he could do it. Sorry, the dog just got fucked up by a cat. So, that's what you heard by the whimpering. Anyways, and even if we didn't get to see Nathan Fillion play Simon Williams.
Well, he is ruggedly handsome.
He is.
Castle TV series reference.
Another actor that I would like to see play, who I originally wanted to see play the role... was David Bourne as. I'll go with this one just because it's the more accurate.
Also known as Angel.
Okay. Angel, Seeley Booth.
Seeley Booth.
Whoever he is in the SEAL team. He's one of the ones that I originally wanted to play just because he's got that build that could work. Although, I could see him in a few other roles too, and it'd be nice, but.
Probably I don't know. Not.
I would like to see him pop up in some movies.
Alright, well, we have like 6 minutes left.
So to go on to something that Uggster over here wanted to talk about, and that's Lord Zedd coming to the Power Rangers movies.
Alright, so, if y'all have watched the new Power Rangers, the reboot, you would have realized that there was a very distinctive ship, if you will, at the very beginning. And... I've been led to believe that just might be Lord Zedd's ship. Serpentera.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
I'm gonna have to watch the movie again.
With the ending of that, and then bringing in Tommy's name at the end, we just might see Lord Zedd as the next bad guy.
Is this... In the first scene, a long, flowing spacecraft soars over the Red Ranger. This may be Lord Zedd's Zord, Serpentera. All right.
If that would mean B, I don't know if we're going to see a Green Ranger or a White Ranger.
Well, probably won't be the White Ranger right away.
It's necessary to see the Green Ranger first.
It would always have to be the Green Ranger.
Well, yeah. Well, that and the coat and stuff that was in the chair in that final scene was
his green.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean,
I think, you know, like I said, I think that it might not be a bad idea to, you know, gender swap Tommy into a girl.
Yeah.
This time around.
Just as long as we see JDF as her dad.
I mean, you know, and that's entirely possible because, you know, Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson, the original Kimberly, were both in, you know, they both cameoed in the towards the end of the Power Ranger movie.
He did just post a photo with a Green Ranger suit, but it was a female.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sorry, faster. We got 4 minutes.
I know. But, I'm trying to type.
If they do bring in a female, I want to see her to have the golden ridges.
Although, so here's the one thing is like a lot of the rumors.
That chest plate thing? Yeah.
Well, the thing is.
Not just that, but the Green Ranger has like an ultra mode, if you will, where the ridges on the top of his helmet turn gold, and he's super powered.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Compared to how he usually is as the regular Green Ranger.
So here's the problem, though, is, like, a lot of the rumors
Rita
about the female...
was the original Green Ranger.
So that's a lot of the rumors on why there might be a female Green Ranger, is because of Rita Repulsa.
Because of her?
Rita was the original Green Ranger. Yes, exactly.
So...
But yeah, I'm just saying, that's why there's so many rumors on female Green Ranger. And then, obviously, we got his name for Kimberly right there. But anyways, with that being said, I think we've reached the end of our podcast.
Which would be really cool, because if they're the parents of the next Green Ranger. Because they're right next to each other, and he's like, oh, I'm going to protect you type of thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. And, you know, I'd like to see... You know, see that maybe take some inspiration from the current Power Ranger comics too. Maybe come up, start doing a, you know, further down the road, do like a Shattered Grid.
Well, certainly.
Type of a thing. That way they can expand the Power Rangers IP theatrically too, and start doing movies for the other Ranger series that I know nothing about, other than what little I've glimpsed from. Watching, you know, reading online or in the comics.
Right. Hopefully it's true. Of course, we're going to see a new Green Ranger.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Female, sure. Just as long as they're the parents, man.
Anyways, with that being said, we've got just a couple minutes to say a little outro here. So, first thing I want to say is we want to send a little welcome to Matt Mann as... joining the rank of co-host instead of just guest star.
Yeah, just hope they don't regret it.
Yeah.
I mean, we warned you first.
Yeah. But anyways, I also just kind of want to say a thank you altogether. Because, like, as I've stated before, it's like my whole dream career is to be a YouTuber and to do stuff like this. And... I wouldn't be doing it right now if it wasn't for the people in this room. And so I just want to send a thank you to everyone. And, you know, thanks for anyone who's listening. We'll be back next week with... Okay, thanks. Yeah. We'll be back with quick new podcast next Thursday as well. With that being said...
Outro!
With that being said, this has been the Virtual Leftovers Podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming again, guys.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Have a good night.